Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing is off topic. And we keep it real.
Yeah. We finally have intro music. We're legit. Yes. We're coming to you live from Sujata's new office. Boom, boom, boom.
Finally.
It's all clean. Next week, we're going to start having some live footage of us when we podcast. So lots of exciting things. Lots of exciting things. While my house is still looks like a bomb went off.
Hey, at least you got your floors done, though.
Yes, that is true.
And at the least the only thing you have,
yeah,
is your kitchen countertop.
Yeah, and sink. I will be so I kind of want to do like a Thanksgiving meal, not like those food, but like an equivalent to such a big meal, because I haven't been able to, like, for 2 months and counting, really cook.
You lucky. Know, you're lucky. You don't have to cook
because I feel like or it's not expected. Been eating. You know, how we want to or how I'd like, because I don't want to dirty a lot of dishes and then have to go to my neighbor's house. It's just a lot of things. I also don't want to bother my neighbor all the time every day, even though I'm sure she loves my company. It's just kind of like, you know, it just sucks.
But you're not washing your dishes. I thought you were washing in the bathroom.
But not all of them. I don't want my, like, pots and pans and like bigger stuff and things. It's just like, you know, just what I can do without having a take over there. But it's still, you know, not easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe I'll have like a big, like, you know, housewarming number two party at my house.
Right in time for your birthday.
Yeah, hopefully it is done for my birthday. That would be great. That would be ideal. Anyway, so this eclipse was yesterday. What do you think? What do you think?
It was amazing. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Yeah.
But it was really a big deal. Did you know that like 1.4 million people came to Dallas to watch it?
No, but I heard like 400 couples said I do, like in a stadium.
Oh, okay.
While the eclipse was happening.
Nice. That's kind of unique.
Yeah, it's not my thing, but that's definitely,
didn't even
like
think about that. But I thought it was amazing. The experience was so cool.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't like get all hyped up about it. Like, I wasn't one of those things, probably like how you were thinking, like, oh, you know,
Didn't understand why people were coming to Dallas to just, it's like,
yeah,
for four
I mean,
minutes.
I don't think I would drive like anything over an hour for.
No, but people flew here.
Oh, I know. People. Yes. Yes. And
yeah, no.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know if it was like life changing for me. I'm glad I saw it.
It is once in a lifetime.
I didn't bring like tears to my eyes, or I didn't have this like different experience while it was happening. I thought it was cool. I thought it was
so
a little
cool.
Eerie.
Yeah. But it was actually like cool to experience it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know, you hear it, but then the fact that it happened, I was like, oh, that is so cool. And like the temperature dropped. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And it got, obviously it got darker,
yes,
but like the temperature dropped.
Yes.
It was beautiful though.
I'm
did
glad.
You get, yeah, I loved it. I actually loved it. I thought it was interesting.
Sorry, our dogs are with us and they're being kind of needy. So if you hear them, that's.
It's the effect
it's
of the solar eclipse.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about that.
Yes.
So I was reading this article and it was kind of, you know, good timing, obviously, because it was about the after effects or the symptoms of having watched the solar eclipse.
I think there's after effects. And when I read, I think there's effects leading up to the solar eclipse as well.
So it's called eclipse sickness, right? And it can be like symptoms including headaches, fatigue, changes in menstrual cycle, and insomnia. And you said...
I had all of those.
I had like three of the four.
What was the first one?
Headache.
So actually that was about three out of four also. I didn't have a headache, but I will tell you, the day before leading up to the total eclipse, I was so like tired, and I don't understand because like I ate, just did my normal thing.
Yeah.
But by the evening, I was like, I am so tired. I can't go anywhere else. I just need to come home and just rest. And I remember telling Bob, I was like, I don't understand what was happening. I wasn't doing anything. I was doing fun things like shopping, which I'm never too tired for that.
Right, right, right.
But I was like, oh, I just want to go home and get into bed and just relax. And then for exactly 14 days later, which was yesterday, I started my cycle.
Yeah. So a lot of people were saying how, no matter what, like, their cycle was or the day they were supposed to start, that they started yesterday.
It isn't.
And it coincided with that.
Yes. And then I was looking that up and it happens. Like, it, yeah. It's like, not proven, but, like, they say it happens. Yes. With that. So, yeah.
So, when I was driving home right after that, I was so tired. Mm-hmm. Like, I meant to run a couple of errands before picking up the kids, but I went home and I passed out on the couch, and it took all of everything I had in me to, like, get up and get them, because I was so dead tired. And not that, like, I usually, like, don't get tired a little bit, but not to a point where I actually, like, feel like I have nothing in me, that I actually do fall asleep, and that deep sleep where you feel really groggy. And I felt a little off. I don't know if it was headache, but it just felt weird. Like, my eyes, I don't know. It just was, like, a little off. I think it did affect me.
Yeah, I did too.
And
I
the feel fatigue. Like
after watching it.
Yes. And then I just wanted to go to sleep. I had to, like, tell Chaz I needed a rain check because we were going to have sex. And I was like, I know we were going to, like, you know, because sometimes you have to plan that shit.
Yeah, sure.
And so I was just like, I'm so, so, so tired. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I fell asleep, and then I woke up to the most horrific sounding thunder and lightning.
Too. Oh, I woke up from the lightning, the thunder. I woke up from the thunder. Like, it,
because of the thunder.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one to, like, get scared of, like, thunderstorms or anything, but I thought the windows were going to break. It sounded like a transformer, like, going out right outside our window. I've never heard it so loud ever before.
I mean, it woke us up, and then it woke up Chai, and then then Rhea just, like, busted in our room and, like, got in between us. She's like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
But then it didn't affect my son.
Yeah,
he
that's
didn't,
crazy.
He didn't wake up. He doesn't remember anything.
What a man.
He was in his deep sleep.
Yes. Yes. I meant to get up early and go work out, but like, I didn't get any sleep. So I was really tired this morning. But yeah, like, with the eclipse and with that I, like, thought the world was ending. I was like, this is crazy. All in the same
day.
Yeah. So I don't know if, like, whoever, I think you said something in India, right? Like,
yeah, my mom mentioned in India when they would, this was many years ago when she was little, they would watch it, but, you know, they didn't have the solar eclipse, like, sunglasses. Yeah. So they would put, like, a piece of, like, cotton and kind of look through it. But they said they would be on their balcony watching, and they said no kids and no pregnant women can come out and watch. And I guess because of the, you know, how the hormones, it affects the hormones. Yeah. And how it makes you feel. And then she did mention one more thing. She said that usually when that sun comes out afterwards, and it's on your skin, you go immediately and take a shower or you just don't get in it, you know? And I don't know. And I tried looking that up and I don't know why.
But that's just, like, what she's always said.
That's what she said. Yeah. I mean, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
It's probably, but you know, tired. That's why we were tired and, like, kind of felt weird.
Yeah, I felt
like this
off.
Like a off, yeah, like the off. And you know how usually they say, hey, go take a shower and you'll just feel refreshed and whatnot.
That's probably we should have done.
Yeah. So she did mention that. So I was like, it was kind of cool. But they put little cotton things on top of their, you know, and just look up.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, whatever you can do, like, you just try to find your way. Yeah. I thought it was really cool.
Hope you all enjoy that. Yes.
So today's topic, Sujata has been through a lot.
A lot.
She took some challenges. Time to herself, and so that's probably why she wasn't as visible as I was.
Yes, for sure. Hopefully this will be passed and I'll be back to myself.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that I'm here and I have been MIA a little bit because of my health challenges and how I've been feeling and whatnot. So
So let's start. You have Hashimoto's.
Okay. I've got Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune to your thyroid.
Okay. Let's just roll back. So you've had Hashimoto's, but, like, this new stuff that you've been going through since you turned, like, 40.
Yes. So let me go back.
Yeah.
When I was 25, I got diagnosed with hypothyroidism, which is a, you know, it's a disease to your thyroid, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure I had Hashimoto's, because usually 95% of the people start with Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune. Mm. Then they get hypothyroid or hyperthyroid. But conventional medicine does not test that. And the only reason why I got tested a year after Aryan was born, because I was struggling pretty bad. And yeah. I think I told you that.
Yeah.
And so I was doing a lot of research on my own and did a lot of research on my own. And I went and forced my doctor, hey, give me this test. And I want to know if I have Hashimoto's and whatnot. And he's like, well, it won't matter if you do. Right. Uh-huh. And then my results came back. And I think you're supposed to be below like 10, depends on which lab it was. And I was like at 900 and something with the antibody. So I was pretty high. But he's like, there's nothing you can do about it. That's not true. Anybody who has Hashimoto's, there's a lot you can do about it. But anyhow, I've got Hashimoto. And just, you know, like 2 years after Ari and I found out I had leaky gut also. Mm. I took care of that leaky gut and my adrenal fatigue.
How do you know you had leaky gut?
I got so fed up with the conventional doctors that I had to go to a naturopath doctor.
Okay.
An integrative functional doctor, uh-huh. right? And then they did all the testing. And by your symptoms, they can kind of tell mm-hmm. that you've got leaky gut and adrenal fatigue. They did like a saliva test at my cortisol levels to see where I was. And I was pretty depleted. So I was pretty low, which means I'm in fight or flight mode at all times. So my body is really trying to keep up with the daily, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, life yeah. and whatnot. And also depletes all your hormones too. So if you think about it, I've got like no estrogen, no progesterone. Adrenal fatigue causes you to deplete all your hormones too.
So how was that making you feel? Like, did you have like low libido?
Oh, yes. Okay. Low libido, low energy, low everything. But let me go back two years after Aryan, found that out. They put me on supplements and had a lifestyle change. But, you know, like a year later, you start to feel better and then you get off of that. Okay. What I didn't realize is leaky gut you always have to continuously treat your leaky gut. Mm-hmm. Because with Hashimoto's, you're inclined to have leaky gut at all times. So for many years, right in between that, like what, 6 years?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I feel great. But slowly, slowly, you can tell it was like something was happening. So come to find out just recently that you're going to have leaky gut with Hashimoto's and you always have to like make sure you take care of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if everybody knows what leaky gut is. Leaky gut is like little tiny holes that are in your intestines, right?
Yeah.
And whatever you eat and all toxins, you kind of like poop it out, right? Mm-hmm. But when you have holes, they get through it and it goes in your bloodstream and it causes inflammation and autoimmunes and all that kind of stuff. So you got to correct that gut first so things don't leak out and it causes other problems. Yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with, leaky gut. But I've also have adrenal fatigue that I've been dealing with, causing hormone imbalance at the same time. And then also causes insulin resistance. I know this is a lot for everybody. I'm pre-diabetic. I don't eat any sugar. And I'm pre-diabetic right now. So it all, like, your body is not functioning at the normal way it's supposed to because of all of that. So I will be doing an ultimate detox for 6 weeks.
Does that include liquor?
Absolutely not.
Oh, damn.
But it's 6 weeks to repair my gut. So I'm gonna actually go through it. I'll show it on Instagram what I'm gonna do for every week. Like, it's all different. Like, the first 2 weeks is a gut repair. The third week is lymphatics. Fourth week is like detox, liver detox. And the fifth week is mind and body. So like, you know, it'll be interesting, but it's a lot of diet.
Yeah. And you plan on showing this on our Instagram
by week what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds good. And then obviously sharing like how you're feeling and stuff like that.
Yes.
I know, I don't want to say personally, but I remember over the summer, it really hit you hard because you had no idea what was going on. You felt really off.
Oh yeah. It was really bad.
You tried no alcohol because you tried this like blood test that you had.
My liver.
Yeah. And it was just so many things. And you already don't eat a lot of things. So I just felt really bad for you because you had no idea why your body was reacting this way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You were really, I don't want to say shut in, but there was a difference in your personality mm-hmm. and your, like, I really felt like more than anything, get off of this. It really affected you then.
So it really did. It affected me. I was really like anxious, a little depressed.
Exactly.
And not motivated to doing like, you know, the normal things that I like to do. But, you know, you don't realize that you think it's your everyday life. Do you understand right. what I'm saying?
And so that's why I thought like I'm glad you found this doctor, this functional doctor, and you went and you're trying all these things and you're doing these things and you're feeling better. I can tell.
I'm feeling a little bit, it's going slow.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100%. But after this, I'm hoping, you know, like when you get excited to go to dinner, you yeah. get excited. Like there's yeah. no excitement. Like mm-hmm. usually I'd be like all out, but yeah. like, I'm like, okay, I'm just doing it because I need to do it or right. it should make me feel better. But hopefully this gut repair is supposed to help you with your mood and everything. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I'll feel much better.
So what would you, so you found this functional doctor. And
yeah.
had you been just with a traditional doctor, they would not have run these tests. They would not have found the underlying causes, correct?
Correct. So in the conventional field and doctors, they do not believe in adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. They don't really believe in leaky gut. There is, they don't treat it.
Yeah.
And they don't really know how to like, hormone imbalance is usually just straight birth control. And that's not what I need.
Yeah. I mean, then, there's not really, I mean, all the medical books and all that stuff are mainly because of men. They don't really have a lot of studies and things about like the differences of the women's body. And so like, that's a lot newer. We're living a lot older.
Yes.
Longer. And I think our bodies just naturally are going through more changes than we've ever had before, whether it's like the diet in general, mm-hmm.
the diet,
lifestyle,
the lifestyle's a lot faster. Yeah. We don't slow down. Yeah. We're on the phones all the time. There's yeah. always electronics.
We have kids later in life. So I'm sure that affects it. A lot of stuff.
It does have a lot to do with the food as well too. But like some of the things that I will be showing is like, they say, be mindful of what you eat, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do I really slow down and eat my food for 20 full minutes? Like,
Absolutely not. I barely even sit down to eat.
But you don't think those things are important though. You're like, okay, I just yeah. need to eat and like, you know, move on
to the next thing.
But they say you really need to taste it and kind of like be mindful of all that, especially at our age, right?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, just some of the small things that I was looking at. I did switch over to like not doing any high intensity because I'm in the fight or flight mm-hmm. mode. So no, like I just do yoga or just simple walking. That's actually more beneficial for your body.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of trying to think of what else I've been dealing with. Since I am super depleted in all my hormones, it's a high chance of starting like getting into menopause quicker. So we're trying to like, you know, stop that.
Yeah.
Not because it's a natural process, but it's because of my adrenal fatigue that's depleting all my hormones that's yeah. causing it. But I will say, finding an integrative functional doctor, you have to know the root cause. And that's what like a lot of conventional doctors, they'll just prescribe you medication and never look at the root cause.
Right.
And they look at it a different holistic. What is causing it? Your body should be at a normal homeostasis, like, you know, mm-hmm. phase, and it's not. So what is triggering that or what's causing that? So that's what I like.
Yeah.
They're not taping it and say, hey, get on birth control. I'm not saying birth control is bad, but I'm just saying like, it's an easy way. Let me just tell you, when you go to an OB-GYN, their first priority is to just deliver those babies.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're not thinking about all the other stuff. You know, you're doing good. You're fine. Mm-hmm. They're not looking at the little details of like, oh, I don't feel like myself and all that. Where on the, you know, the holistic side, they do look at all that, which yeah. that's what
I think like. That's really great because, I mean, if you're someone who doesn't like to take medication or, you know, try to go like a more natural route, mm-hmm. You know, like, you're not just taking a pill to just treat the symptom. You're looking at treating the underlying cause of mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. right? And so if you treat the cause, you won't need the medication because you won't have that symptom.
Correct.
I think the biggest down, like the biggest negative of all of that is that insurance doesn't pay for those integrative functional doctors.
Not at all.
You know, because they do much more in-depth testing, monitoring and stuff. And I don't feel like insurance has gotten there where they think that I don't want to, this is going to come off really wrong, but maybe they don't think that that is a real field yet. And the only reason I say that is because a lot of Breslin's therapy and treatments and stuff, and functional doctors, those are not recognized either by insurance as being like conventional therapeutic treatments. And so those are also not covered. And it's newer things, right, that they're trying and doing. And so either there's not enough evidence or research, or
it's not money making.
Exactly. Exactly.
It comes down to that. Cause like I will, for the longest, and you know, homeopathic, Ayurvedic, all these have been around for so long, and I'm proof that it does work.
Yeah.
From India, from here, I can tell, I do know that they do work. I just don't think there's a money. It's not money. It's not making any money because they're not prescribing so much pharmaceutical medication.
For
right?
sure.
So there's no money for that. So, you know, it's like a, so they're not looking at the health aspect. They're just looking at how is this going to make money? That's all.
Of course.
Because if they wanted to, they can easily look at some of those things and be like, okay, well, certain part of it could be covered, but it makes it difficult. It is a lot of money. I am paying a lot of money out of pocket. But I also need to be functioning and be in good health.
So exactly. So is it worth it, right? I mean, for you to pay this money and feel better, sometimes some people may not be in that kind of position to be that, to afford that. Or it's easier to just pay for the medication to treat it.
For sure.
Because you are putting in a lot of work and effort. It takes time. To do a cleanse, it takes the ability to do a cleanse. And the discipline to do the cleanse that you need to do.
Yep.
I feel like a lot of women, and I say women, and this goes for men too, but life is so fast paced and you're always on the go that it is so hard to follow something like that, like so strictly.
Oh, for sure. That's where my struggle is. That's where I'm trying to get into a mindset. I gave myself this week to get into the mindset of like, hey,
you're going to start this.
I'm going to start this. And what are some of the things that I'm going to have to like compromise for this just the 6 weeks? And you got to continuously tell yourself, hey, hopefully, and I have like, you know, this will be positive and I'll feel good coming out of it so I can start living a more normal life. Do something I'll feel better to live a normal life. So that's what you have to keep on thinking. You know, the things that I do want to do, yes, I'll have to give up alcohol. I cannot go out and have Wingstop or those things for 6 weeks, but after 6 weeks I can, you know, tie slowly, in slowly. As long as I'm taking care of it.
And we're talking about when's the best time to do this, because there's always something like my birthday's in 3 weeks.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to, you know. And just a lot of things. So it's just, it's never a good time. There's always going to be something.
For sure.
Right. So when for you is the best time? Obviously you want to do it before summer, because summer, there's just like a lot of things.
Yes, for sure. A lot of vacations.
I feel like I remember, and I don't know if this ties into, I feel like I remember you were losing hair.
So this is another reason where I've been MIA. So I was diagnosed with, alopecia areata. I had it last summer, I believe. I was diagnosed. I was losing more than 300 strands a day.
You physically counted them. I remember
because at one time I was like, I need to count to go to the dermatologist and kind of let them know. Because I was losing so much I couldn't keep up, you know? So one day I counted it throughout the day and it was like over 300. But this was happening for 9 months. I was losing hair. I calculated 9 months. I didn't blow dry my hair. I kept my hair up the whole time. Anyhow, there was a quarter size bald spot on my left forehead in the front. And I was in bed and I was like feeling it and it was completely bald. So that's not normal. And it scared me.
Yeah.
So I went to the dermatologist and I already knew that it's going to be alopecia areata. And when he said it, I was like in complete shock. Cause like, you know it, but you don't want to hear it.
It's different being told it and officially diagnosed with it.
I think that's what caused me to go like really backwards and and not in a good position.
No, I know. And it's very sad to see, you know, someone you love going through that. It kind of brought me back to when we were going through debilitating anxiety where we didn't want to leave the house. Yep. And I was like, I totally respect it. I understand it.
Yeah.
I may not understand exactly what you are going through health-wise right now, but I understand how you feel.
Yep.
And what it's doing to you physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. But there were like a lot of cry sessions. I remember you thinking it was like something totally bad. I mean, not that it's not bad.
Yeah.
But I remember you thinking it was one thing. And then you actually got the call from the doctor that at my house. And you said it wasn't that. And you just like started crying out of like happy tears. And I was crying for you because I know that it had been such a journey. And not that it was over, but I knew that this one thing was on your mind and you were already thinking like, what if I have this? What if I have it? And I was like, listen, you do not get yourself wrapped up on something that you don't even know is confirmed. Mm-hmm. Like you're driving yourself crazy. Mm-hmm. You're so stressed out and have major anxiety about this thing, but it's not even there. So I was like trying so hard to make you see that, but it's,
and I
it's
did.
Also
I
hard.
Saw that.
But when you got that phone call, you like cried tears of joy.
Yes.
Oh my God. And it wasn't over then. That was just like kind of a ticket into like another whole other thing. Right.
Yes.
So if it's not that, then what is it? Is what you try to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you hear, when you're going and you're like hearing this, okay, you've got alopecia, you've got one. That's my second autoimmune. Alopecia areata is an autoimmune where you could start having like quarter size bald spots all over your whole head where you can completely also go bald at the same time. And I was losing so much hair for 9 months. You can only imagine going that route. Do you see what I'm saying? And you're doing everything like you are supposed to and nothing is helping. And so I think the doctors, the dermatologists were not helping. They really didn't. They're just like, okay, just get on. What is it called?
Spironolactone,
minoxidil, right? In like some hairs, some supplement for hair loss, but it's like a temporary thing, and it does cause some other side effects.
That's the thing. When you get to these medications, it's like, okay, well, this will help your hair grow back, but then it's gonna affect your like liver. Well,
yes.
I fucking have problems with my liver. Exactly. How am I going to take this? You know,
and
I think
don't
that's
care.
Such a struggle.
So I was tired of going to the OB gyn, the dermatologist, I actually went to a gastroenterologist. It was just a runaround last year.
Yeah.
And I wasn't finding answers. And like, I finally came back and kind of like thought to myself, and I went to then I started going to a functional doctor. And he was like, he put me on supplements for 3 months and I still was not feeling super well. And then I found another one here that lives in our neighborhood and she's amazing. She understands every little word I say. She'll like jot it down and like, you know, take it to, she's not ignoring my simple things that I'm saying, right? When I go to the doctor and say, I feel bloated, they're like, okay, we'll eat better.
Yeah.
That's normal.
You're probably on your period.
Yeah. It's normal to feel that way. But they don't do that. They're like, this is the root cause and everything. So I feel like I'm coming around and I do feel a lot better. But do you remember last year I would sleep in bed?
I know.
I'd stay in and I would not get out till 11 or 12 o'clock.
I'm like, I know. I was like, Sujata, we got to work. And you're like, I'm so sorry. I fell back asleep. And I knew you were going through some things. So like, I carried a lot of things.
Yes.
And you know.
And you still are. You're carrying both. I don't know if I should be saying this, but I do really appreciate you understanding where I'm coming from.
Of course.
Like, whenever you do kind of like motivate me to do it, you do it in like the nicest way.
I also understand.
Yeah.
You know, because I know we haven't had a podcast on this, but you know, you and I both have had bouts of debilitating anxiety where we were depressed. Not that we had depression, but it was you know what I mean?
Situational depression.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
So I knew more from experience how to approach and like not what you needed to hear, but also just to be supportive and there and let you know and, you know, just try to do my best because I understand. I've been there. And that's kind of one of the things I'm really grateful having gone through that.
Yes.
Even though it was like a very, very, very dark time in our lives.
For sure.
and those moments, you come out the other side. And not that I'm not on anxiety medication anymore.
Right.
Not like you aren't either, but like, I understand when people are going through that,
mm-hmm.
and it gives us the ability to, you know, be able to talk to them in an understanding manner and not just like, what do you mean you can't get out? Just get out the house. Let's just like go have something to eat. Let's just go to the mall. Well, it's more
not,
than that.
It's not. I wish it was that
easy.
It's
more than that.
Because when you're there, I wish it was that easy. Because even when you're getting ready, you're just not.
It's not. You just want to cry getting ready. It's
yeah.
like,
it's yeah. more of a, it's more of a burden.
I know.
To like, it's more hard. It's harder to get out than just stay in bed. Do you see
For
what
sure.
I'm saying?
And then I had the opposite where I didn't want to be at home, where I was like walking hours and hours outside because I also felt tremendous anxiety being home.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
So it's just all crazy. But I think what also happens is you found the right functional doctor for you.
Yeah,
finally.
I was desperate.
Because you go to one, just like a therapist, one therapist isn't good for everyone. You got to find
sure.
the one that you feel comfortable with, that you feel like really understands
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
So you found one. And if anyone has any questions, like for
Please.
Sujata, or like which functional doctor did she go to? Which mm-hmm. one does she go to now? Like what has she tried? If you have any of these, she's so good. Whenever anyone talks about hormone levels, where I'm like, Sujata, ask Sujata. She's done
so much
research,
yes.
you know, and she'll even tell you what you don't need to know. Like you just ask me, does my butthole ever itch? And I'm like, I can't tell you the last time that happened, but I don't want to say no because I know it's happened. You're like, maybe a full moon. So next time your butthole itches, just let me know. So she's
just
good.
Text me.
She's good for a lot of things.
I've done just. I'm one of those crazy. Not a hypochondriac, but I do a lot of research on my own. I'm like more of a self advocate. Like, So I've done hours and hours of research. I'm not a doctor. But I would love to, you know, talk to anybody who is going through anything at all.
Especially at our age.
Yes.
It's in the air. I mean, we have a friend who's going on day 25 of their period.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And I'm always on my period. Like, I spot a little bit every couple of days, you know? And I have a freaking Mirena. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I just want to let any ladies know that if you're in your 40s,
shit's going to change.
It's going to change. But I will tell you, when the doctors go and tell you this is normal to feel this tired all the time, it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. You can have the same amount of energy, not like, you know, like the kids do.
Yeah.
But like you should have the same amount of energy that you did like in your late 20s. And if it's not, don't listen to that. Because it's not true. There's something else going on.
Yeah.
But anyways, if anyone has questions about like, you know, your hormones or thyroid or anything, I'd love to talk to them and just kind of see, just tell them where I've come, you know, where I'm going and whatnot. And
your continuous journey. And she's going to start posting again. Like
I will have no choice but to do this ultimate detox for 6 weeks. I do plan on starting Monday.
Yeah.
Mentally prepared.
And it also is good to share too, because it also, I know while you're trying to mentally get prepared,
mm-hmm.
there's always just like, it's hard to stay accountable while you're doing it. So this will also help you stay accountable. If you're sharing your journey and the days where you don't want to, you're like, oh, but I got to tell people how like this is. So I feel like when you also kind of like put it out there, you follow through.
For sure.
More.
And I'm having to do it.
Yeah.
Like I have no choice. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I will make sure I will document all that. If anybody, like I've already paid for this ultimate detox. And
it's
I
not
would,
cheap. So if you guys want to kind of see what she's going through and kind of like do it yourself.
Yes.
It'll save you so much money.
And I will share it. I would love to share it. And so that way, but it's, and then I'm looking forward to being a new Sujata after six weeks.
Yes, me too. We're going to party.
Yes, no, we are going to party. I want to party.
We're doing this before our trip to Cancun together.
Yes. And hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's my whole health journey. It's still going. Yeah. It has been going. But I will be posting some of the small things that I do on Instagram so you can kind of like follow it.
Yeah. Also. So follow us on Authentically Moms on our Instagram page. If you have anything for Sujata, you can message her there. She will follow up with you. If you're also going through some things and you found anything helpful, please share. Don't forget to rate us and review us on Apple Podcast or wherever you're listening to this. It's really important. So we're really trying to push our reviews. Even if you just click 5 stars or whatever stars, that is super helpful too. So that was our episode. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.